Is the rule of threes a real thing? If the first two podcasts were great, does this mean we're going to reach fantastic this time? Maybe? It's a lot of rhetorical questions. Thank you for joining us for episode 3 of the In the Cloud podcast with Brad Anderson. In this episode, we'll talk about how IT can enable and support the modern workforce and how the consumerization of IT across device factors makes a big difference in this. All this and more on this episode of the In the Cloud podcast. So Brad, last week was MMS, a lot of people coming out of that really excited about what's coming up next and how they're going to go back home and take some of these big ideas that they heard during the conference and how to make a big difference with that at their companies. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit, let's get to know you a little bit more. This morning, what's the last song that you had playing on your MP3 player? there are some wrong answers here, by the way.
Yeah, you know... Let's see, the last one, as I was leaving the gym, what was I listening to? It was Muse.
Good choice. All right, so that's one of the correct answers. All right, so that's the music. What about some favorite books?
Favorite books. You know, I got to tell you, I'm a huge Malcolm Gladwell fan.
Okay.
You know, so I love every time he comes out with a new book, and I like to follow, you know, his website as well. And I love, like Freakonomics. I guess I'm a little bit of a numbers and kind of that kind of guy.
They have a great podcast, too. So we're in great company, is what I'm alluding to.
Love them.
The Microsoft also has a lot of different email aliases. There's stuff on there for cat owners, for probiotic cooking, for chinchilla enthusiasts. I mean, are there any aliases here at Microsoft you're a part of, like passion projects, something like that?
You know, with the amount of email that flows into my inbox, just Brad Ann at Microsoft. That's who I am. That's all I worry about.
If I got as much email as you did, I would not either. I would be blocking certain aliases.
That's actually one of the biggest surprises for me joining Microsoft 10 years ago is just the amount of email we do here.
Yeah. Yeah, we like our email a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so last question. Last week at MMS, the Building Clouds team there, they had football jerseys all set up over at their booth. Are there any teams you follow, any teams you love?
Well, you know what? I'm a huge Seahawks fan. You know, and I love the fact that ESPN has come out preseason and ranked them number one to go to the Super Bowl this year. So, you know, we'll be rooting on the Seahawks. And you know what? You know, I'm a BYU guy. So, football, basketball, anytime I get to a BYU game, I'm there.
Fantastic. And they do make the occasional trip up here, which is nice, or vice versa. So.
Yeah.
Well, we started off the show by saying that one of the topics we were going to hit today was enabling the modern workforce. And obviously, whenever you talk about that consumerization of IT topic is critical. So as we look at that, really up until a handful of years ago, the entire modern workforce experience took place on desktop PCs that were in an office on a desk, and they never really moved an inch after that. And it was IT's job to make sure that everyone was super productive on these machines. And so fast forward to today, keeping people efficient and productive is still the mission of IT, but everything else is different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The world's just different. And I think a lot of the assumptions, a lot of the models that we historically thought about what desktop management meant is just, it's just different. And in fact, you know, as I think about this particular segment or this particular part of the market, I actually don't even think about it as being desktop management anymore. It's about user enablement.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it really is about enabling users to be productive, you know, how, where, when they want to work, but doing it in a way that ensures, the corporation is assured that the corporate assets, the data and everything else is secure and protected. And I think that's kind of the balance that we've been walking in terms of reimagining what management means in a world where users are bringing in more and more of their own devices, in a world where, you know, IT just can't lock down and control these devices to the same extent that they could when the device was procured and owned, and, you know, from cradle to grave by the corporation. So we literally have stepped back and said, hey, what would it mean to reimagine management, knowing that we need to, you know, provide the level of control that we've always provided, but also this level of what we have historically talked about as governance in providing access policies that govern access to corporate assets and protect corporate assets as users want to access that from a growing number of devices, many of which are consumer-owned.
Yeah, you know, and let's examine that in particular, because as we look at some of the challenges that modern IT departments are tackling, you know, there's a lot of different issues, three big ones perhaps. One is, you know, there are more devices and there's the exploding amount of data that goes with that. These are personal devices quite often, and then there is multiple platforms. Can we look at each of one of those individually? Let's start with that, you know, just the exploding number of devices.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting as we kind of do modeling in terms of, how many devices does our infrastructure have to support? It used to be if you had 2,000 employees, you support 2,000 devices. If you thought about some of the largest corporations in the world that maybe have 300,000 or 400,000 employees, you'd think, hey, we got to be able to have an infrastructure that supports 300,000 users and devices. Well, now, you know, the research says that a lot of our power users have 4 and 5 devices. So now as we think about the infrastructure that we have to be able to build and support, that infrastructure has to be able to support millions of devices, literally millions of devices. And so, you know, a lot of the scale in terms of what we have to build for what we deliver on premises and certainly in the cloud is just dramatically different. The other thing I would point out on this is the explosion of devices that we are seeing coming in, the majority of those are just that, they're devices. Some are corporate procured and corporate governed, but increasingly more and more of them are users bringing in their own devices, you know, especially phones and increasingly tablets. And we just have to reimagine what management means on those devices.
When you talk about that explosion, it's certainly, you know, going from, you know, 2,000 people means 2,000 devices to now that's just that those numbers are no longer
10,000.
The same anymore. That's right. What are some of the things that your group is doing to really tackle that issue of these personal devices with business critical data on them?
Yeah. And ultimately, you know, what it really comes down to is the data secure, you know. So the way we think about this is as follows. You know, first and foremost, we believe in this strongly that we need to enable the organizations to build access policies that first and foremost center on the user and their identity in Active Directory, but then allows you to put an overlay of the device that the user is working on and the network location from which the user is working. And so, for example, if I can kind of give you an example on this, every user, based upon what their role in the company is, should automatically have a set of applications and data access provisioned for them automatically just because of who they are in the organization. And that all keys off of their identity in Active Directory. And what that means is I can go to any device, I can authenticate to Active Directory on that device, and I want everything that I need to do my job be presented to me. Okay, so Everything I need is presented to me just by the nature of who I am in the company.
Right.
But then there's this concept of, you know, what's the device the user's working on? Is the device a trusted device? Is the device secure? So we then want to be able to enable, you know, IT and the enterprise to be able to put access policies on that now marry the user with the device that they're working from. So, for example, you could have a policy that says if the user is working on a device that is, you know, let me just say like domain joined, I'm going to trust that device. That's kind of always been one of the bars the industry has used. And I'm going to allow the user to be able to access all their applications and be able to access all the data and even bring data down to their device and to be able to use it. But that same user then logs on in a different device, and that could be a device that's not domain joined. Okay? And in that, the user still wants to be productive. And you know what? We want to enable the user to be productive, but maybe we want the access in how the user accesses the application or in how the user accesses the data could be different. And so that same experience, you know, the user wants to have a consistent experience, but when they go on a device that may or may not meet certain criteria that IT is going to call out, instead of actually having that access, that application run locally, maybe the application runs centrally in a remote desktop or in a VDI kind of environment. But that shouldn't be the decision the user has to make. The system should be able to make those decisions on behalf of the user based upon the access policies that IT expresses. And then finally, I think network location is the third piece of this. Are they on a corporate network? Are they not on a corporate network? And then what access policies might you want to do differently based upon that? So marrying the user and the access policies with the user, overlaid with access policies based on the device that the user is working on, and then married with the network location from which they're working. So who they are, what they're working on, and where they're working.
So a big part of this kind of management, and we talked about it even a little bit last week, is a big thing that's going to be impacting this modern workforce and this consumerization is going to be the cloud.
Yeah.
How do you see the cloud really playing a factor? I mean, really playing a role prominently?
You know, one of the things that we spend a lot of time looking at is there are different workloads that are moving to the cloud, to a SaaS-based offering, if you will, at different rates, at different velocities. And certainly the ones that we see moving to the cloud the fastest are things like email with Office 365, you know, web hosting is one that we see. I actually believe that user enablement for the modern workforce is one of those ones that will move fairly quickly to the cloud as well. And we've actually been making a lot of investments in that for 4 or 5 years in this offering that we call Windows Intune. And you know, I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast here that I have this point of view and belief that devices should be managed where they live. And again, for these consumer devices, they live on the cloud. That's where they live at.
Right. They're not even making non-cloud devices or non-cloud software anymore.
We talk about at Microsoft, our vision is devices and services, devices and services. And what that really comes down to is taking the devices that users are using and connecting those up to the cloud and the services that get delivered through the cloud. And so I do believe, and this is one of the points of view that I think that Microsoft is leading in the industry, is delivering a cloud service that allows organizations to put these access policies in on the user, on the device, on the network location, and have that applied on the devices the users are working on, wherever the user may be. As they've got an internet connection, they can access anything and everything they need to do their job. Okay, and so I think that is a very unique perspective where we are ahead of the industry in terms of ahead of our competition. But then I think where it gets really interesting at is the majority of the world today uses System Center to manage their desktops. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what organizations need, what they want, what their end users want, is they want a consistent experience, both for the information worker and for the IT professional, of PCs across devices that allow you to set access policies across PCs and devices. And I'm going to use that term a lot, PCs and devices. There's a number of small organizations out and about in the world who have delivered these mobile device management solutions, but all they really do is devices. And you need to enable your users and enable your admins on PCs and devices. So we've done this work that really tightly connects Windows Intune, the service, with your on-premise System Center Configuration Manager. And with that, it gives you, you know, what I believe is the optimal solution, which is you can do all of your administration through your System Center Configuration Manager console. You can set policies for all the devices. You can set policies for all the users. All that can be done through System Center Configuration Manager. But then it has established a secure connection with the service and is able to upload those instructions and those access policies up into the service, which then get downloaded, if you will, down to your devices around the world. But yet you can still continue to use Config Manager for all your corporate PCs, the PCs that are sitting on users' desks or maybe sitting in a point of sale. So that combination of an on-premise and a service in a hybrid model allows you to do, you know, enablement and assurance and compliance, PCs to devices delivered from the cloud and on-premise. And we really are unique in that offering.
So if you're a CEO right now and you're looking at this trend in IT, and I think it's safe to say that...
Yeah, everyone's looking at it.
Yeah, and I think it's safe to say if we look at this consumerization element about personal devices, that bell's not going to be unrung, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's happening. So if you're a CEO and you're staring at this trend and you're looking at, you're evaluating some of the tools like the ones that we've been talking about here, just whether it is with Active Directory, whether it's with Exchange, whether it's with System Center and Windows Server, and what can be done with Azure. If you're looking at those tools, you're looking at this trend in the industry, how do you feel right now?
What I hear from most CIOs is worry. They clearly see that they need to enable their users on a growing set of devices and on a set of devices that often are not procured and owned and controlled by the corporation. They see the need to do that, they want to do that, but they worry about how they do that in a way that protects the company assets. Because at the end of the day, IT really has the responsibility to enable users to be productive and to have everything they need to advance the business, but they also have the responsibility of ensuring that the corporate assets are secure, protected, you're compliant, and so they're trying to balance the two. And so, you know, I see a lot of CIOs struggling with, do I enable BYO? Do I not enable BYO? And in fact, what I see happening is a lot of conversations in the industry happening around BYO. And I see a lot of organizations enabling BYO, especially for phones. Okay, many organizations enable BYO for phones. Far fewer enable it for tablets and for PCs. But what I see a lot happening is BYO leads many organizations into a state that I call CYO, which is being much more open, you know, CYO being choose your own, being much more open and flexible in the devices that they will procure for the end user. You know, and so I see users being able to have the corporation procure a much wider variety of devices than they've been able in the past. And so the user has a much broader, much wider set of choices. But what that all comes down to is now IT and CIOs have to worry about managing and enabling users on a larger set of devices, devices that have different architectures, devices that can, for example, be domain joined, devices that cannot be domain joined, and how do they do all of that? Mm. And I think that's where we've spent a lot of our innovation time at is organizations have devices and PCs that need to be very, very tightly controlled. That may be a PC that's in a pharmaceutical that has all kinds of regulatory issues around it. It could be a point of sale device. It could be the PC that you walk up to the airport that you, you know, print your boarding ticket on. Those are corporate assets that run the business that have all kinds of security issues and compliance around them that need to be tightly controlled. On the far end of the spectrum, you've got users bringing in their own devices who don't want and will not allow, and often the devices don't allow the same level of control that you've historically had on PCs. But yet, you know, you want to enable your users on that, and so we've been working on that as well. And then kind of in the middle is this broad area about a growing set of devices that corporations are procuring that their users are going to work on. So as we thought about this, we've done a lot of innovation on this spectrum that I've talked about over the last year of control and governance. In some devices, tightly controlled. In others, just governing access and putting in these access policies on the user, the device, and the network location that then ensures users can be productive, but at the same time ensuring that the corporate assets are secure. That's what we've been doing.
So with that kind of control and that kind of governance in mind, I mean, what's a big takeaway that you'd want someone listening to this to be able to take and, you know, go back to their teams, go back to their infrastructure that they're supporting, and what do you want them to take with them from this discussion?
Yeah, so more often than not, organizations around the world are already using System Center to really tightly manage and control their PCs around the world. Okay, that is like the baseline. What I would encourage everyone to look at now is go look at the work that we've done in Intune and Config Manager and what we released in December that integrates the two together and now enables you to take all of what you've been doing for years and years with System Center on-premise and now marry that with a service-based offering that allows you to enable your users and manage appropriately the devices that your users are working on from the cloud. And look at how you now have this continuum in this hybrid model of on-premises System Center and from the cloud delivered as a service Intune, and how you can leverage the two of those together to manage and enable your users across PCs and devices. That's what we're bringing. That's what organizations need.
Well, we'll be sure to include some links to some of those stories and some of those examples in the notes section of this show. And I think that's everything. Brad, thanks for coming by today.
That's great. Thanks.
So if you want to keep in touch with all of these points of view and ongoing elements in the blog, you can subscribe at aka.ms/inthecloud and also follow Brad on Twitter at inthecloudmsft. Thanks again for listening. This is the In the Cloud podcast.